get a job.
It is Jobs Wednesday here on KRDO's Morning News. That music always makes me smile. We should mention that coming on the heels of a new jobs report out from the Labor Department, U.S. unemployment fell to 6.7% in November. 245,000 jobs were added, but that jobs number showing the fifth straight monthly slowdown, indicating somewhat that on a national level, U.S. employers are scaling back their hiring in the last month as we continue to navigate this pandemic. But at the local level, sometimes we're getting, you know, different word, different picture. And right now we're joined, and as we are every week for Jobs Wednesday, by Crystal Vollmer with the Pikes Peak Workforce Center. And Crystal, some of the numbers here locally have seemed to buck a lot of trends where we are still seeing a lot of jobs being offered, being advertised. Tell us, is that still the trend, what we're seeing?
Yes, and I'm glad that you gave that full picture so everyone knows that in Colorado Springs, El Paso County, we are following a different trend. In the past 30 days, we've had 4,616 jobs. Of the top five employers are healthcare companies representing 600 jobs, and that's just the top five. I had 63 different companies hiring 10 or more employees last month. Just want to make everyone aware that our new company, Shields All Sports, is now hiring. They hired 20 staff in the last month, and they're not slated to open until sometime in the spring. We also had USA and INT to hire 120 jobs among their two organizations. So our top five industries are the healthcare, the financial sector, of course, and then some DOD, followed with some hospitality and restaurant, maybe not in the 20s, but maybe in the 10s. So we are looking really good. We're still having virtual hiring events through our workforce center. We're open physically at our temporary location, 1049 North Academy, on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. And of course, you do need an appointment to make sure everyone's social distancing and giving us time to make everything really clean for you. But we're still open and providing our services. It's just when it comes to the hiring events, we've pivoted to virtual to make sure everyone is comfortable and to make sure that, you know, with the restrictions and things that we're under at this time, that we can still offer these great services for you. So tomorrow we have with us District 49. And they are not looking for drivers this time, but they're looking for support staff. So this is the first time they've done that with us. So they're going to focus on personalized learning with students, their goals and their needs. So you will be in the classroom. And so, again, that's tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. So check out our website for some more details about what you need and what they pay and that forth. So the next Wednesday, December the 16th, we have Discover Goodwill with us virtually from 10 to 2 p.m. And they are looking for van drivers to support their clients to their personal appointments and community service programs and resources. And you can make your own schedule based on your availability from 4 a.m. to 10 p.m. at night. Of course, they offer part-time and full-time, and shifts start at 13 an hour. There's regular employee benefits, health care, as well as sick and holiday, vacation, and retirement plans. So that's what we have for our virtual hiring event.
All right. And Crystal, if anyone's looking for more information about any of these potential listings or any other jobs, how can they go about getting that?
Our website is ppwfc.org. And we have a special section under job seekers, and you can find our hiring events as well as a job listing showing numerous, over 800, 900 different jobs that were just posted last week.
All right. Well, Crystal Vollmer with the Pike Peak Workforce Center, thank you so much for this and all the information. And again, that website is ppwfc.org. I got that one right. Awesome.
You got it right.
All right. Thank you so much for your time here. We will talk to you guys with the Workforce Center next Wednesday.